Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With all my heart, I wish to apologize once again for the harm done to victims of sexual abuse by priests.
That's Cardinal Bernard Law in 2002, when he led the Archdiocese of Boston and reports of abuse by priests began to emerge. The Vatican says Cardinal Law, who had been hospitalized in Rome, died early this morning. WBUR reporter David Boeri covered Cardinal Law and the Church's reaction to abuse revelations. He's with us now. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jack.
So, David, Bernard Law will always be remembered for his failures to keep priests who had molested children away from other children. But before we discuss that, remind us just how welcome he was when he came from Missouri to become Archbishop of Boston in 1984.
It's really shocking to think back on it, Jack. There was so much excitement at his coming here. He felt like the coming of spring to Boston Catholics. His predecessor, Cardinal Medeiros, had been old and ailing and shy, and in this church in which Irish Catholics were dominant, Medeiros, who came from the Azores, was seen as an outsider. And all of a sudden, you have this young, dynamic, Harvard-trained bishop. He comes from southern Missouri. He's been in Mississippi as a civil rights activist. And he seems to be on a fast track for a red hat. And people were charmed, especially when the newly arrived bishop says in Boston that he'd been told, after Boston, there is only heaven.
And he quickly became very influential, David, both at the Vatican, but also in U.S. politics.
Yeah, imagine a cardinal. And he was named a cardinal within a year of his arrival in Boston. Imagine a cardinal who had Karl Rove on speed dial. He's wired into the only two capitals that seem to matter, Washington and the Vatican. He's connected to both Bush administrations. He's sort of acting as a military chaplain to two wartime presidents in the manner of Billy Graham to Nixon. And he had his own foreign policy, it seemed. He was traveling to Cuba, went there a number of times, met with Castro. When six Jesuit priests were murdered on the orders of the El Salvadoran military, Cardinal Law suggested they were murdered by leftist rebels. He led a trip to Auschwitz, where the Boston media followed. He had friends in high places at the Vatican, and that was very important.
But in 2002, reporting primarily by the Boston Globe revealed a large number of people who had been molested by priests, many of whom were still at churches in this area. How do you remember Cardinal Law's defense of himself and the church?
There was an ex-priest, Porter, who had been a priest in Fall River Diocese, and he was a predator. And Law called this an exception, and then called God down on the head of the Boston Globe. But as the stories continued to come out about altar boys, about children being molested by priests, it became clear this was a systemic problem and that the secrecy and deception were becoming clear. And the end for Law was Nixonian, and the fall began in mid-January 2002. That's when he called a press conference. A week after the Globe Spotlight team had reported how priests had been protected from their actions by being reassigned to other parishes where they were predators of other children, Law would repeatedly make this claim at that press conference.
There is no priest in this archdiocese in an assignment in this archdiocese, not only a parish assignment, but in an assignment in this archdiocese, whom we know to have been guilty of child abuse. There is none.
There is none. He said that three times, that all the crimes were in the past. There wasn't a pedophile priest who was still in service. But as the Boston Globe reporters in the room knew, because they had a list of accused priests who were still in the service, Law was not telling the truth. So he became the problem. He became the obstacle. He became the center of the problem. And his fall would be precipitous, Jack. By the end of the year, 2002, 58 priests would call for him to resign. Law was reviled. And by the end of the year, his resignation was accepted and he was gone in disgrace.
And we should note, Law himself was never accused of any crime. And as you've reported in the past, David, Cardinal Law remained quite influential in the Catholic Church, especially after he went to Rome.
So here was a picture, Jack. The cardinal was named to be the archpriest of Santa Maria Maggiore. It's one of Rome's four papal basilicas. And they're celebrating its anniversary, 1600 years since its building. There is cardinal law, and flowers are coming down from an ornate ceiling gilded with the first gold that came from America. Priceless art, flowers coming down, all on top of him. This was the scene of someone who didn't look as if he had been a scandal or was in retreat. He seemed to be in full power in Rome. He was on 8 commissions, one of them that made bishops. He became the maker of bishops in America. He was influential. This was not a man who looked like he had gone in disgrace. Here's canon lawyer Patrick Walsh, who's a former priest and monk.
There are plenty of monasteries that cardinal law could have been sent to where he didn't have a position, where he wasn't allowed to be a Vatican official, and where it was clearly communicated that he was to live a life of prayer and penance for the crimes that he allowed to be committed against the hundreds, if not thousands, of children in the Archdiocese of Boston.
He did not go into the desert. He was in retirement, living in a Renaissance palace in Rome.
That's WBUR's David Boeri. David, thanks.
You're welcome.